The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello there, great minds and thinkers. Welcome, 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 welcome. Are you a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are, because you're listening to I Can Help. It's a show about small business entrepreneurs, and we talk about things like, patent, copyright, how to do a business plan, and we hear stories about small entrepreneurs getting started in their business and hopefully grows, troubles they might have overcame, and where they are today. And I'm your host, Mark the Spark, Wibberface for Radio, and I'm here with my co-host, Pamela, all the way from Hawaii. Pamela, would you like to say hello?
Aloha. Hello, everybody.
Great. Glad to have you here in the studio, Pamela. Did you have any New Year's resolution? I know I did. I said I'm going to take care of my health this year, and I made a doctor's appointment, and I called up my doctor, and I said, "Doctor, I think I'm going crazy." I said, "You got to come in and examine me." Doctor took me right in after an exam, said, "Mark the Spark, I have good news for you. You're not going crazy." I said, "Great." He said, "It's all in your head." Well, after that one, I want to move right along. We come to you now Saturday mornings, 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. We've been bumped up from Saturday nights, and Pamela and myself are very happy. You can find us at KCBQ, The Answer, San Diego, and we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in La Jolla. On the radio dial, we're at 1170 a.m., reaching down to TJ. And if you're in the North County, it's 96.1 FM, and we go all the way up to Long Beach. And we give a shout-out to Orange County. And we're streaming worldwide on all major podcast providers. Pamela, what kind of podcast providers are we on?
We're on Spotify.
Ooh, Google Podcasts.
Apple.
Stitcher.
iHeartRadio.
Radio Public.
CastBox.
Amazon Music. And you can also go to KCBQ The Answer and search I Can Help. You can also find all of our past shows that we have done if you want to go through the archives. Today's sponsor is Marco Polo BMW of La Jolla. We're very happy and proud to have Marco Polo BMW as our sponsor. You can go down there and see Sebastian for all your BMW needs. You'll find him very honest, very trustworthy, and I have nothing but good things to say about him. We'd also like to thank past sponsors J-Dog Junk Removal and Hydralyte. The boosts the immune system and hydrates better than water. If you would like to be a sponsor on the I Can Help show, just go to my website, 3wzanna.markthespark.org, and you'll see three different packages, an episode, a title, a seasonal, and we are now coming out with a new sponsorship package just for farmers markets. If you're a small business starting out in a farmer's market, very small, can't afford a lot of advertising, we are now coming out with a special sponsorship package just for you at the farmer's markets. And today's sponsor is Lou Chavez, and he's in the studio with us today, and I'm very, very happy have you here, Lou. Would you like to say hello?
Well, thank you very much, Mark.
Well,
thank you for having me here for the first show of 2023. I wish you a healthy and prosperous new year.
Why, thank you so much, Lou. I need that. I really do. And also, we do a little thing of a past sponsor shout out. We spin the wheel. Pamela's already got it spinning. I can hear it now. This is Pamela's favorite part of the show. And we got all the past sponsors on a wheel, and it stops, and we give a shout-out to our past sponsor. And who did it stop on this time, Pamela?
Ooh, today we have the college investor. That would be Robert Farrington?
Yes, Robert Farrington.
I loved his show about the side hustles.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Very motivating.
And we all kind of need a side hustle, too, if you're getting started. That way you don't just drain all the money you're trying to put into your business. So we'll have to give him a shout out that he was the winner of the spinning wheel. I also want to give a quick shout out to a business where I visited and got a haircut. It's called Scissors and Razors. And it's on El Cajon Boulevard in San Diego, 3066 El Cajon Boulevard. The guy's name is Robert. It's a very clean, very nice place. He offers you a beverage. There's some candy. And I told him I'd give a shout out for such a wonderful small business that he's started. And if you ever get a chance, go down to scissorsandrazors.com. And again, it's 3066 El Cajon Boulevard. If you're joining us late, I would like to say, bad, bad, bad. You know you hurt my feelings when you do that. We'd like to have you here right at 10:30 a.m. KCBQ, 1170 a.m., 96.1 in the North County. So, Lou, I'd like to, again, say welcome, 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 as I always do to all of my guests, and start out with, I believe we're going to be talking about a business plan first. Although you do wear many hats, you do many things. And I guess, Dallas, really, how would you start out with a business plan? Or what would you suggest for anyone in the beginning?
Well, Mark, business plans are essential for a business. And most people already know how to put together a business plan one way or the other. What they fail to do is they fail to avoid the most common business plan mistakes. And if you don't mind, that's what I would like to talk about. The mm-hmm. common business plan mistakes that so many people always do.
Well, I think that's an excellent subject. I mean, we all try to learn from our mistakes, but it's just something that's hard to avoid not making. I know I've made quite a few in my time, mistake after mistake. You try to learn from your mistakes and hopefully view it as a learning process. But go ahead, Lou. Elaborate a little bit more, if you would.
Mark, I'm sure you've heard the proverb at some point in your life. He who fails to plan, plans to fail.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Planning is a key. Writing it down is the objective. And success is the goal. Businesses without a plan typically fail.
Mm-hmm. I view it as like a ship in the ocean without a captain. And I know, Pamela, you probably heard me say this more than once, but a ship in the ocean without a captain, you know, you might go forward. You might go back, you might go to the right, you might go to the left, and you may just spin around. But if you don't have a captain in the boat, it's kind of like you're starting your business without a business plan. A business plan also doesn't just have to be for money. It can also be for direction and to guide yourself. If you're funding the business yourself, you'll still want a business plan for the guidance. Am I right on that, Lou?
You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And now, you also are a commercial business broker, and I'd like to know why it's important to have a business plan with that.
Well, Mark, as a commercial and business broker, what I do is I see a lot of small entrepreneurs, owners of small businesses, that continually pay rent for the establishment that they're at. However, consider this. If they owned that building or that established that facility where they're at, instead of paying rent every year, they'd be building up their equity. Mm-hmm. Not only would they themselves be building up, but their business net worth would also increase with the equity that's being built up with the commercial property.
I see. And what someone like yourself could help the process, the negotiation between a business owner and maybe the landlord?
That's exactly what my purpose is as a commercial broker and a business broker. I put the two together, the two goals, to establish a business, but to establish it in a financial way that it also profits the business.
Mm-hmm. I know when I was starting out, people used to say, oh, you pay so much rent, that's just money being thrown right out the window. Well, yeah, but you still have to have a facility to operate your business out of. But I know many times that I had wished I could have purchased to build up the equity. Certainly helps, too, as you get going down the road. Now, on a business plan, what would be kind of the first thing that a person would start with a business plan? I know once I had a business, it was about 25 years ago, and I just couldn't get the pen on the paper. I just couldn't get started. And I made an appointment with the SBA, and I went in and kind of went through a few things. But sometimes it just, if you can just get started, the rest will come. And maybe if you could give us a little business advice on how you could get started with a business plan, or what some of the first things you would want to do for your business plan.
Well, let's get down to business.
Oh, I like that.
Common sense should let you know that if you're trying to start a business, you should not make the common business planning mistakes, such as not being focused, not writing a business plan, not knowing your financial worth, and not knowing your target market. These are just a few of the common mistakes people make when planning a business. With a written plan, you eliminate the possibility of losing your objective, your focus, which is getting your business off the ground. Next, you need to know your financial worth. It helps if you do not overestimate the value of what you think your company will be worth in 2 to 3 years. Instead, project where it will be in a year from the start. You'll also need to know your target market, your product or service, and what audience it fits. Knowing this a little bit will help your business much better chance of success.
Well, it seems you're kind of like getting to the point of finding a niche in the market, something where you, the person might be a little different. I know many times in a business plan, you want to state how you're going to be different than the competition, what could set you aside, and also like your service. How are you going to service differently? Competition is usually pretty well explained and pointed out in a business plan. I know when I start a business plan, usually the first thing I do is a cover page, and that generally is just your name and address and phone number. And then after that comes a title page, which is generally your business name and your business address, phone number. And then we come to an executive summary. Lou, you want to explain a little bit on executive summary, if you would, just for about a minute, and then we're going to take a halftime break.
Your executive summary basically points out what the solution is going to be. Your business plan should be a solution to an existing need or problem that you have encountered. The summary basically points out the niche, the solution to the problem or service that you will be focusing on your business.
Mm-hmm. And it may seem a little strange that an executive summary is at the beginning of the plan, because the summary is usually at the end. And you can even sometimes write the executive summary at the end, but it should be in the beginning to sum up the idea of the plan. And we'll take a short break. Just had halftime. I know Pamela says I take a nap, but I don't. I have a drink of water, and we reset. And we'll be right back with Lou Chavez talking to us about a business plan and commercial real estate.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here. And J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Welcome back to the I Can Help show with Mark the Spark and Pamela. And we're here with Lou Chavez talking about business plan and commercial real estate. And before we get right back to it with Lou, I do want to mention that the first Saturday of the month, we give away a free radio. It's a very nice AM, FM radio. You can go to my website, 3 W's and a dot, markthespark.org. and you can look at it. About $100 radio, and you can sign up to win. So, Lou, we will first welcome you back, and we were talking about an executive summary right before we took the halftime break. And would you like to continue on a little bit with that?
Yes, Mark. In the executive summary, your plan has to be precise. Ask yourself, why are you writing a business plan? Are you looking for a lender or investors for your current or future small business?
And if you're not, then you actually need it for an operating guide.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But
go ahead, Lou.
The way you prepare your business plan, it's going to be viewed by either the banker who's going to finance you or the investors who are going to be part of the organization. So you have to customize your business plan according to who your audience is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you would definitely want to target the appropriate audience. And also your competition. You need to really know your competition. I know one time I went to work for my competition. It lasted one day, and they figured it out. They put a no-compete clause under me, and I would not sign it. I left. But one of the best ways you can learn about your competitor is to actually go to work for them. And after your executive summary and a business plan, if you're through with that, Lou, I'm not sure if you are, but you generally have a table of contents, and then there's a description of your business. And as you pointed out several times, you need to have a niche in your business and find out where you're a little bit different from the competition. Would you like to go on with a little bit more on the business plan, Lou?
Definitely. After the summary, what you should do is start with five questions.
Okay.
Do you know your competition? Do you know who your competition is or will be? Two, how much research have you done? Can your business or business idea make a profit? Do you know who your target audience is or will be? Do you know what an income statement, cash flow projection, and balance sheet are? If you can answer those five questions, you can easily go through your business plan and put it together. Knowing your competition is important. You got to define which category your product best fits. A business consultant can and will help you identify businesses like yourself. Know that you have competition. And the business is all about supply and demand.
Mm-hmm. I know also, too, business location is always a big one. You hear location, location, location. And if you can't have a location, you ought to make your business a destination that people would drive to your place. I know a wonderful story was Famous Amos. On his location, first place was not good, and people were very discouraging to him. But he went ahead, and the time was right for him, and he became a success. He did have a little niche in the market. Lou, so you do some consulting for businesses?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Would you care to elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, what I like to do is offer your audience an opportunity to get a summary business plan.
I see.
Like I say, everybody has a niche.
Mm-hmm.
But the niche works best if they see a problem or a need that has to be solved.
Uh-huh. A problem or a need.
A problem or a need. Mm-hmm. Let's say the problem is that there aren't that many candy apples being sold, and people like candied apples. Well, that's a need that you could fill out. Let's say there's a pothole in the street. That's a need that has to be worked out. What need or service does your audience see that should be put out there? That would be the beginning of a niche which is necessary to create a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
If your audience can come up with a need or a service that should be done, have them contact you. You select the one you want, and I'll put together a summary business plan for them.
Well, that's wonderful. I know a lot involves licensing and permits. You hear, too, that California is pretty hard sometimes on licensing and permits. And we could always use some help, in especially if it's a new venture, a new business that you may not be familiar with. And Pamela, I know we had an email or two that did pertain to small business. I know we wanted to get Lou on. If you could look that up, and we'll get back to you in a few, if you would. We've had a couple of emails on business plans, Lou, why we wanted to have you on. Can you tell us a little bit about licensing and permits? You must have had to deal a little bit with that.
Every municipality has different licensing and permit regulations.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go to one place, and the signs that you can put outside have to be a certain dimension, a certain size. You go to a different location, and they'll have different municipality, and they'll have different. So it's not a one idea or one regulation fits all. San Diego County is very big. Mm-hmm. In San Diego County, we have Chula Vista, La Mesa, Spring Valley, San Diego, Lemon Grove. There are so many places that have their own little regulations and procedures that you have to actually go down, speak to the agency, and find out exactly what is required. That is part of the research that you have to do. Research is a common mistake in business planning. Research is the glue to your business plan, and it's only as good as what you get out of it.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't do the research, sometimes it's easy to fall short. Yeah, I know when I was doing farmers markets, it's like every different market had a different rule or tax. The different county charged a different tax, and you had to adjust where you were setting up in the farmers markets. And by the way, we might be posting some farmers markets on our website. We talked a little bit about that. You want to talk to Anton about that. We need to plug Anton in his website too, mm-hmm. by the way. Lou, we have about 5 minutes left to the show. On the business plan, you got to have a personnel section, too, about yourself, maybe employees and part-time employees. And I know it can get into workers' compensation and things like that. Can you tell us a little bit about employees?
Well, that'd be part of the operations plan that you have. Your mm-hmm. operations plan is included in the business plan, but the operations plan basically says, are you going to have full-time employees, part-time employees, or are you going to have subcontractors, self-contractors that are working on their own, and you don't have to pay their Social Security, workman's comp, because they're working for you on a contract basis. If you're hiring employees, are they going to be part-time? Are they going to be full-time? So you definitely have to define what type of workforce you're going to have in your business.
Mm-hmm. And I know that can sometimes really, I don't know if I'd say make or break you, but payroll is a big thing when you're starting out with your business. In your business plan, you also will need supporting documents too, usually a personal resume, some financial statements, letters of reference is always good, and letters of intent from customers or even suppliers. Can you give us any points that you would want in a business plan? I know that the tip of the day is going to be to have an exit plan in your business plan. Lou, you want to elaborate on that one?
Definitely. When we're talking about money, if you're starting a small business, everybody's always heard the saying seed money. Seed money is what you use to start the business.
Mm-hmm.
Few of them forget about the safety budget that you also need. A safety budget is at least 3 to 6 months of operating expenses. You might start a business, and let's say for the first 90 days, you don't have one customer. But in those 90 days, you still have overhead expenses that you have to have. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a safety bucket along with your seed money.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest having at least 3 to 6 months of operational expenses as a safety bucket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to call it a cushion. Did you find that email, Pam, or do you want to do that next week?
I did. No, I did find the email. Mm-hmm. It does kind of pertain to almost what we're doing right now. What preparation is needed to apply for a small business loan?
Well, a well-written business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you customize that business plan directly to the financial institution.
Mm-hmm. So with that, I think if anyone wanted to contact you, Lou, to maybe discuss any of the things you've talked about, how could they reach you? Or do you have anything you want to say in conclusion?
My email is bizwizlou@gmail.com. That's bizwizlou@gmail.com. I will help you prepare a business plan. Or I can also help you with the exit plan. An exit plan is the most critical part of a business plan because it tells you, are you going to let for the business go down to your family, or are you just going to close the doors and walk away? Exit plans are very important.
They are. I couldn't agree with you more on that. I'd like to thank you for being in the studio today, Lou. Thank you so much. You can always go to my website and click on Lou's logo, and there'll be a drop of information how to get in touch with Lou. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I'd like to, again, encourage you to go to my website, markthespark.org. Look at the lenders board. There's a credit board also being built. And today's tip is to have an exit plan in your business plan. Please stay tuned for Kim and Robin, as their show is Take Your Power Back. Very good show. You want to listen to that. I'm Mark the Spark, along with Pamela, the Misplaced Hawaiian. And we come to you every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. with another entrepreneurial story and some business tips, and hopefully I can help. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here. And J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.